This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start this day, we want to go to the Bible, God's Word, and listen to some things God has to say to us. Do you know that when you build your life around what God says in His Word, it gives you a foundation in your life, something firm to stand on, something to build the rest of your life around? You have these foundational truths, this understanding of what life is really all about from the one who made it to begin with, the one who designed you and made you. He loves you. He knows you. And He wants you to know Him. He wants to reveal Himself to you. He has a plan for your life, and He wants to build your life around that plan so that your life is full of significance and meaning. He wants to fill your life with relationships that are ministry relationships so that you're having an impact on the people around you for God as He does His work in their lives as well. This is what it means to come to God each day and say, God, speak to me through your word, the Bible. I want to shape my life around you and who you are. We're talking about anxiety this week. I want to read you a few verses from the beginning of Psalm 37 in the Bible, one of the Psalms that was written by King David. He says, "Do not fret because of evildoers. Don't be envious of wrongdoers, for soon they will fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." Well, one thing that you need to learn to do is not pay attention to the wrong people. If you want to deal with anxiety in your life, don't get hung up about what the wrong people are saying or doing or what's happening in their lives. You might see people who are being dishonest in their business or in their taxes, and they seem to be doing great. Things are awesome for them, and you get anxious about your life and the way that you're going and what you're doing. And David says, man, just get those people out of your mind. Don't be following them. Don't be listening to them. Don't be paying attention to that. That's not the important thing in life. Build your life on the solid foundation, what God wants for your life. He says, trust in the Lord. Don't trust in what you want. Don't trust in the success those people are having and think, if only I had that success, my life would be good too. Don't kid yourself. You may not see it, but there is brokenness in those people's lives, just like there is in yours and in everybody else's. And that brokenness can only be healed by a relationship with God and by a good relationship with God. So focus your life on your relationship with God and what He wants for you. Trust in Him. Count on Him to meet your deep inner needs in life. And He will do that as you put Him first in your life. Focus on your relationship with Him. Express your love for Him by doing what He says in His Word. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord. So make the things that you can't wait to have and experience be the things that are from God, the things that really matter in life. Delight yourself in Him, in your relationship with Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, what are the desires of your heart going to be? They're going to be the things of God. They're going to be a close walk with God and God revealing himself to you, God working through you in the lives of the people around you. He'll give you those desires. You won't be anxious, but rather you'll be at rest in God as he does his work through you. Don't fret because of what's happening in other people's lives. Trust God. Put him first. I'm John North.